This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله ما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for your time and your effort and for being here. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us in Jannah with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after a long, healthy, righteous life as he gathered us here tonight. I was in Melbourne and Sydney for the last weekend. It was crazy. So it's so nice to come back home. And I told my wife, this is actually home away from home. So alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather as always the love of Allah and for his sake. And Brother Muhammad, his mother is a doc and his father is a doc. May Allah, the doc square. They did an amazing biryani last night, I'm just saying. You know what, this community is so kind and hospitable, and may Allah feed them from the food of Jannah, Rabb, Ameen. This one is going to be a little bit emotional, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. And you heard the ayat, and well, subhanAllah, well chosen. And I'm going to talk about three things tonight. One is Fath Mecca as the conquest of the Mecca itself, and it is something of a outcome of Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. And then we're going to talk about Hajjat al-Wada' and the obvious, inshallah, in the end. And hopefully we can learn something along the way. And again, remember, we started this for change. So all I ask everybody to listen to something and change their lives. Something, at least one thing to change your life when you hear lectures or go to courses or listen to khutbahs or anything, halaqas. And that's what we're all about, to change something about you for the better all the time. So last time I left you, we were talked about Sulh al-Hudaybiyah and how it was difficult for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, especially for Umar radiallahu anhu. Even he was second guessing and doubting the decision, and he was complaining to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and his reply was, هَذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَلْزَمْ غَرْسَهُ. Follow his footsteps. And we learned that there was a consequences of the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah and how we think of anything that happens to us to be positive and how to turn a negative into a positive. And how some of the Sahaba radhiyallahu ajma'in actually fled to a certain area, and it was a very difficult thing for Quraysh for them to be able to maintain that road without having to being obstructed by some of those who knew Muslims, and they actually says take that condition away. Among the conditions, and that's where we're going to start today, among the conditions was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam opened it up for anyone that wants to join the two camps. Those who wants to join Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Muslims and those who want to join Quraysh. So Khuza'a was a tribe that he says, okay, we will sign up with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Banu Bakr signed up with Quraysh. So they said, whatever happens to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Quraysh will happen to those who join the camps. So just keep that in mind. After the Hudna, which was supposed to be 10 years, by the way, the agreement was to stay 10 years, not to fight, so people can actually just recover, live in peace, and so on. And da'wah was on the rise because they don't have to fight anymore to defend themselves and stay alive. Things were good. Long story short, one day, a man called Amr comes from Khuza'a and talks to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a poem. After Banu Bakr broke the treaty, they ambushed Khuza'a at night while they were praying, and they killed him. They didn't think it was going to be a big deal. And then Amr radiallahu anhu, after they embraced Islam, they went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he complained to him in a poem, a beautiful poem indeed. And he said to them that day that we used to be in a family, and they came, we put our hands in yours, and they came, Banu Bakr came anta. They killed us ruk'an wa sujjada while we were prostrating and bowing down to Allah. And so on. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he heard this long, beautiful poem, he said, "Nusirta ya Amr." Other narration, he says, "La nasarinallaha illa an ansurak." He says, "Nusirta ya Amr" in a third person. He says, "By Allah, you were given victory." And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared war. But he did not want Quraysh to hear anything, or Mecca to hear anything about it. He eluded also, but he asked people to do nafir. Nafir is get ready for war. He didn't say where he's going. And he asked people to keep everything on a low down. Now, Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, he was among the Badr, the people who fought in Badr, and that's like a very high rank. He put a message to save his family, and he explained why. To tell Quraysh what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to do, even though this was a treason, this was serious crime. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is trying to keep the damage low. So if Quraysh knows, they're going to come up with an army, and he wants to make this peaceful as possible, no bloodshed. Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiallahu anhu, he wrote a letter to Quraysh to inform them that with the niyyah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gave it to a woman. This woman was not a Muslim. So he says, just play, give this to Quraysh. So what she did is she had her hair braided, like she braided her hair into the message. So the message was actually into her braid, the hair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divulged the secret. He told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam what happened. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took three, and listen to three. Ali ibn Abi Talib, Al-Miqdad. Al-Miqdad was an army on their own. By the way, there was one of the ghazawat, one of the wars. Umar al-Khattab was asked to give us madad. Help us, the enemy is too strong, give us madad. Who did he send? Allahu Akbar. He says, you know what? One, these guys are like 1,000. Among them was Al-Miqdad. Ajib. So, he said, and the Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, these were the three that was sent to this woman. You'll go to this place, Khakha, and you will find Qudayd, the meaning, it's a woman. A woman will be there. So they go, and they find the lady there. He says, Akhriji al-Kitab. He says, Ma indi kitab. Take the letter out. So I don't have any. He says, Akhriji al-Kitab, lanakhla'anna al-thiyab. If you don't take the letter out, we will undress you. This is no joke. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. And she knows Ali ibn Abi Talib. So, right away, even though she was not a Muslim, she did not want to expose herself. She told him, turn your... even though she was not a Muslim, she still told him to turn around. It's her hair. You understand? This was the norm. Women were, this was the honor of a woman, subhanAllah. Told him to turn around, she took the letter out, and she gave it to them. This is from Hatim ibn Abi Balta'a to Quraysh. So they take it back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was angry. He called them in. He says, what do you say? Who was there? Umar al-Khattab. You know Umar. No questions asked. دعني يا رسول الله أقطع عنقه لقد نافق. Let me cut his head off. No discussion. Let me cut his head off. This person is a hypocrite. He says, على رسلك يا عمر انتظر. Wait. He says, يا رسول الله لا تعجل علي. He says, don't be haste. Wait, please listen to me. He says, Wallahi ya Rasulullah. Every one of you has people that are still not embrace Islam in Quraysh. So they're protecting their family, whether they like it or not, Muslims or not Muslim. Except I don't have anyone. So I wanted to give this letter to have a hand over for the Quraysh so they can protect my family. وَإِنِّي لَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ I know for sure, إِنَّكَ مَنْصُورٌ I knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you victory, so my letter would not make any change. He says, صَدَقَكُمْ. He says he told the truth. He says, this is شَهَدَ بَدْر لَعَلَّ. He's talking to Umar radiallahu anhu arda. He's talking, ya Umar, إِنَّهُ شَهَدَ بَدْر. What do you think, Umar? لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ اطَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْر وَقَالَ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ إِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. The people that fought in Badr says, do whatever you wish, I will forgive you. Same thing that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Uthman radiallahu an, after he gave the sadaqah for Jaysh al-Usra. This is Tabuk. This is a very long, harsh, when they didn't have money, it was hard in summer and so on. Tabuk, long. And Uthman ibn Affan gave 300 camels with everything else, gave everything he had. He says, oh Allah, مَا ضَرَّ عُثْمَان مَا فَعْلَ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ. Nothing will harm Uthman after what he's done today. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took the army and went toward Quraysh. And he sent the eyes being the spies, to make sure, to tell them what's going on in Mecca. This is again, اتخاذ الأسباب, putting the effort and planning. Till a place about 20 kilometers away from Quraysh, and they had no idea. However, Quraysh heard that Amr radiallahu anhu went to complain to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means the jig is up. So they sent Abu Sufyan. He wanted to meet Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see what's going on. Did you hear about it? Did you not hear about it? Are you going to think about it? So he says, you know, he's feeling it out. فَمَا قَبَلْهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to meet him. So he goes to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr refuses to meet him. He goes to Umar. He says, Wallahi, Umar again. He says, Ya Adu Allah. Oh, enemy of Allah. Amkanan Allahu minka bighayri ahd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we have you with no ahd. No treaty. No deal. He says, Ishfa'alana. You want me to intercede for you? Are you crazy? He says, Wallahi ma inma wajadta illa dhar la jahadtukum bihi. If I only find ants that want to go fight with me to go to destroy Quraysh, I would fight with the ants. You want me to do this? You got the wrong guy. Barking up the wrong tree. He goes to Ali. Ali laughed at him. He says, you know, and so on. So he knew that he has no place. His mission failed miserably on the way back. Who was coming out? Al-Abbas. Uncle Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is coming out. Al-Fadl. He's coming out. And now, he does not want anybody else to know. And he's riding the Baghl, the mule of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And he hears, and he sees what he sees. Never in so much of an army that come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the least of the narrators of the historians is 10,000 strong. 10,000. وَمَا تَخَلَّفَ أَحَدٍ. Nobody actually was omitted on this one. Juhayna, Khuza'a, Al-Aws, Wal-Khadraj, all of them, the Muhajirin, Ansar, everyone has come. 10,000. Some of them actually say there were 12,000. So, Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu took Abu Sufyan. He says, I hear you. He says, I have never seen so many fires. That was a big army. He says, who is it? He says, Abu al-Fadl. He says, na'am. He says, come with me. Let's go to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him, you know, al-Hudna. Ask him to take you off. Just make sure that you do like a peace treaty. You submit. So he took him on the mule of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ so people would recognize him. Everybody sees the uncle of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ on the mule and they would let him go. But nobody even noticed Abu Sufyan. Except, I mean, who? Umar. Again. Where are you going? So he says, Dahu ya Umar. He goes to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. He goes, what's the intention? He goes, you broke the treaty. He goes, أَمَا آنَ لَكَ يَا أَبَا سُفْيَانَ أَن تَشْهَدَ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He goes, oh Rasulullah, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not embrace Islam yet. He says, if I believe that our elders helped us, our idols that we worshipped was not there, أَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And he stopped. He says, أَمَا آنَ أَن تَشْهَدَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Isn't it time for you also to embrace that I am the Messenger of Allah? He says, أما في هذه فإن في صدري لحاجة منها. I have something in my heart. I'm not there yet. So Abu Sufyan says, ويحك يا أبو سفيان أسلم قبل أن تقطع عنقك. He says, woe to you, Abu Sufyan. Embrace Islam before this guy here is going to cut your head off. Who was that? Umar ibn Khattab. He's just waiting. He's just, you know what? You know the guy that's just like the bat, you know that guy is just like swinging. He's ready, man. Batter, 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 batter. You guys don't have baseball here, so you don't know what the heck I'm talking about. That's okay. See, Canadians don't know what I'm talking about. So he says, Ashhadu Allah is not Rasulullah. At that time, he embraced Islam. But he wasn't there yet. Prophet knew it. He says, Ya Abbas, hold him at this point. There was a wisdom behind it. Because when the army passes by, he wants Abu Sufyan to see what's going on. He says, Ya Rasulullah, Al-Abbas, Inna Abu Sufyan yuhibbu al-fakhr. Abu Sufyan wants to be bragging about something. He says, tell your people, Man dakhala bayt Abu Sufyan fahuwa amin. If anybody goes to the house of Abu Sufyan, they're secured. Because, yeah, what is my home going to hold? This is a whole tribe, this is a Quraysh. He's okay. مَنْ دَخَلَ الْمَسْجِدْ فَهُوَ آمِنْ. If you go to the masjid, you will be safe. Because what is the masjid going to hold? He says, okay. Anybody stays home, they will be safe. He says, أَمَّا هَذِي فَوَاسِعَ. Everybody stays home, that was I'll take. So he was held in a certain area. He didn't go home yet. He was held in a certain area. The tribes, one at a time, are going by. And every tribe has a little bit of a banner. They either put the arrows on the head of the horse. They're known. That's their sign. Others have their spears on the horse. Others have certain ways that they know. There are certain banner that they have. And he sees, who are they? These are so and so. What are they doing? Why are they fighting me? Who are they? Who are they? Except a whole big long army and the green banner. Who are they? He says, هذا رسول الله مع الأنصار والمهاجرين. This is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the Ansar and Muhajirin. He goes to Quraysh. He says, يا قوم جاءكم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما قبل لكم. You cannot beat him. You cannot fight. His wife snatches him. He goes, then she curses him. His wife, Hind. Mid'udba curses her own husband in front of everyone. He says, don't listen to this woman. I've seen it. I know what's coming. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made sure that everyone in the army lit a torch. That's 10,000 torches at night. He said, I've never seen anything like it. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made sure he wants to go in peacefully. He doesn't want to harm anyone. So he says, if you come to my home, you're safe. So everybody cursed him. You told us the 10,000 people are coming. How are you going to hold everybody in? Because if you go to the masjid, says, woe to you again. Says, if you stay home, says, okay, so everybody went home. Except a few people. Among them, Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl. I'm mentioning him because there was a story behind him. And others that wanted to fight, including Khalid ibn al-Walid. There was a man that had swords and stuff. He says, I have prepared for this. He says, you're not going to be able to beat him. His wife now. His wife is telling me. He says, no, I want to beat the Muslims. I'm bringing him here to serve you. That's he's telling his wife. Then he goes to fight. There were 14 of them killed right away. Then they ran back. The three that were saved, one of them was him, Ikrimah ibn Bajjah. Another one that fled. He's coming back. Cover me. Close the door. Because where are the servants you're talking about? Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in. He ta'ta'a ra'sih.
He put his head down.
And his beard was almost finding. And some narration says he came off the horse and go on the mule to humble himself. And to thank Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Because Allah subhanahu wa jalla says, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. That one that made the Qur'an, the scriptures revealed upon you, is the one that will take you back. So this was a promise. Sa'd ibn Ubadah, one of the greatest leaders of the Ansar, was among the people that held the banners of the army. So he comes in, he says, Al-Yawm tudallu Quraysh. Al-Yawm, Yawm al-Malhama. Today Quraysh will be dishonored. Today will be a great war. We'll kill them all. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ heard it from Abu Sufyan, says, Ya Rasulullah, this man is coming. I see death in his eyes. This is Asad he's a lion coming to eat us up. So he takes Sa'd ibn Ubadah. Did you say this? He says, yes. He says, no. Al-Yawm tu'azzu Quraysh. Al-Yawm, Yawm al-Marhama in one narration, Yawm al-Marhala in another narration. Today, Quraysh will not be dishonored, Quraysh will be honored. And he took him off the lead. But he gave it to his son, Qais. Then he asked him to relieve it, he gave it to Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. So he comes in, and Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl was among the people, among the 14 that was, their blood was halal. He says, kill them even if they're hanging on to the astar al-Ka'bah. They're holding on to the drapes of the Kaaba. Kill them. Because how much harm they did for Muslims and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam especially. So Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl took the boat and fled. Something happened. Waves, storm. So he was shaken. A man says, Ud'u, ask for help. Wa akhlisu, and be sincere in your dua. So Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl, he says, Wallahi, it's my call. If I knew that the idols again were helping, we would not be here. If I'm asked to ask Allah and be sincere in the dua, in the ocean, he'd be the one to save me in the bahr, he's the one to save me in the land also. So his intention is to go back, to submit. So when he went back to do the bay'ah, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was very happy with Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl. He says, لا تسبوا أباه. Don't curse his father. See how sensitive he was? Abu Jahl. Fir'aun هذه الأمة. The Pharaoh of the Ummah. You understand? The Pharaoh of the Ummah, his son embraced Islam. So don't ever despair. That's one lesson you have to learn. And Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. You understand? Abdullah was a Sahabi radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul was the head of hypocrisy. So the head of Kufr, Abu Jahl, his son embraced Islam. And the head of hypocrisy, his son also embraced Islam. Imagine, among them were killed, and one of them was actually holding the Astar al-Ka'bah was also killed. One woman was also killed, among the one that mentioned was killed in the battle. Except one. That one had a cousin that he was a Muslim. Says, come, I'll take you in. So he says, Aslim. And give the bay'ah, give the pledge to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, this is so and so, give him the bay'ah. He held his hand back. He did not extend his hand. He held his hand back and looked away. Second time, Ya Rasulullah, this is so and so, give him the bay'ah. Again, he held his hand back and looked away. For the third time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam held back. And after a third time, he gave him the bay'ah. And he looked at the Sahaba. Ama minkum rajulun rashid? Are you, not one single one of you is an intellectual wise man? Did you not see me hold my hand back? Not give him the bay'ah three times? Couldn't one of you get up and kill this man after I did not give him the bay'ah? Ya Rasulullah, we didn't know what your intention, we didn't know what's in your heart. If you only just gave us like a hint, or something. He says, "Ma kana al-Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam an yakuna lahu kha'inat al-a'yun." Ya Allah. She says, not befitting for a messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Not even like this. خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ, you know when you look away when nobody else sees it? That's called خَائِنَة, betrayal of the eye. Ajeeb. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered everyone. Imagine, these are the people that ousted you, killed people in front of you, cut people in half, take the spear in the private part of Sumayya, Ammar ibn Yasir's mother, and so on. These are the people that deprived you of your wealth and your home and your family, took your businesses, everything that was confiscated. Now you are in control, 10,000 army strong, and these people are nothing in front of you. Now what would you do? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him the same question. He says, "Ma tadhunnuna anni fa'ilun bikum?" What do you think I'm going to do to you? That's right. Akhun karim wa ibn akhin karim. A kind man and a son of a kind man. Is la tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Idhhabu antum at-tulaqa. Like what Yusuf alayhi salam said, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. I'm not going to hold you accountable today. اذهبوا, go, you're free. This hadith is not authenticated. It is weak. However, it's been narrated in so many variances in the historians of the seerah, and they were actually called the tulqa. So Sheikh Sa'd al-Kamli, hafidhahullah, said it had to be some truth to this. Now he goes around the Kaaba and he pokes the statues. And he says, جَاءَ الْحَقَّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. The truth has come and falsehood has perished. Indeed, the falsehood will perish. And he goes around and he commands, the first thing to do is destroy the statues. A lesson learned here. Didn't Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew the statues was haram? Yes or no? Of course he knew. Did he do it as soon as he learned about it when he was in the beginning of Islam? Yes or no? No. When did he do it? When he had the uddah wal adid, had the numbers and the strength. What do you learn from that? I haven't given you candy yet. First candy, what do you learn from that? Boys and girls, if you raise your hand, you get this first one. Yes, Ukhti. Hey? Patience? Okay, get a smaller one. I overthrew that one. I think too much fool and falafel. I used to. You can. Okay. Sister Yusra, oh my God. I heard that mashallah getting her PhD and she's also a knowledgeable person. I'm so proud of Brisbane. Not just the boys, mashallah, tabarakallah, the sisters are also. She's right. Something called ta'khirul bayan lihaja. Relay, like delaying the whatever you have to do for a reason. Yes? Damage and, yes, the benefits outweighs the harm, then you have to make a decision. Now he has it, he does it. So you have to understand, don't be another statistics, ya akhi. Don't be a sucker. Or those people ask you to do things that are illegal, unlawful, all of that stuff, just to go ahead and do something irrational. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing up, grateful to Allah, making dua. The Ansar are worried. Why? His heart may lean back and he wants to stay back in Mecca. The Ansar are worried about what? Spoils of war? No. They're worried that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ will not go back to Medina, his home. So they're worried. So he sees them worried. He says, Ya Ahl al-Ansar, he knows. Ji'tukum, and it's time for gloves off, come clean. Ji'tukum muhajir. I came to you, migrated to you. فَأَوَمْتُمُونَ. Says, you've taken care of us. We came to you with no money, and you looked after us. We came to you with no homes, you looked after us. وَإِنْ شِئْتُمْ And you start going down. He says, Wallahi, we are beloved, you are beloved to me, and this is my home. I'm going back to Medina with you. Allahu Akbar. Could you imagine? The only thing you want is you want Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to come back with you. You don't want the spoils of war. You don't want everything else except the best of creation to come back with you, to call Medina home, to call the Ansar my family. It's not like anything else you think. Oh, I found my home. I found my family. I am back. La wallahi. And that's how much they loved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stayed in Mecca for a few days to make sure everything is settled. Now it's called Fath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna fatahna laka fathan mubina. He says, la hijra ba'da al-fath. Mecca is a Muslim now. So you don't have to migrate anymore. Understanding, we talked about the hijra before. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fatahna laka. There's one narration, and fatahna alayk, you know, both. Deen and dunya. So you now go back and find out it started with Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. You thought it was something bad. But there was so much good that came out of it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes back after the fatah, and the people have come, tribes coming after Mecca and Quraysh was subdued and subsided and they embraced Islam. All the tribes heard, the tribes now, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا نَصْر Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it victory and fath. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Jibreel when he actually revealed this ayah, he says, Wallahi ya Jibreel, مَا أَرَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ إِلَّا نَعَنَنِي اللَّهِ نَعَانِي اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ جَلَّ فِي عُلَىٰ That was the first indication. O Jibreel, I see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to slowly and gradually telling me that my job is done here. And he kept it. And then he went to Hajjatul Wada'. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj only once. This was it. A lot of people came with him. Numbers vary. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands in Arafah. What day is this? What month is this? Where are we standing? And they told him, this is Arafah, this is the day, this is the place. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, harrama dima'ukum, wa amwalukum, wa a'radukum, haramun alaykum, ka hurmatu yawmikum hadha, fi baldatikum hadha, fi shahrikum hadha. He's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the hurma, for the sacred of that day, sacred of the month, sacred of this place, that the bloodshed is haram, unlawful amongst you. Wealth to take each other, wealth, haramun alaykum. And your ard, your ard is like your honor. And as if he's looking at us right now in 2023, we're killing each other, we're robbing each other, we're talking about each other. Wallahi, he will come right now, he'd be crying badal ad-dumu' adama. And instead of tears, he would cry blood. لا ترجعوا, do not go back to be kuffara after you embrace Islam. Don't go back in that state of unbelief, killing each other. You understand? He told us that. But tribalism and culture is so strong, we don't care about Quran and Sunnah anymore, but not this group, wallahi. So many lessons learned. And he started to say, usury beneath my feet, the bloodshed is gone. He started with his own family first. And he said, أوصيكم بالنساء خيرا, أوصيكم بالنساء خيرا, أوصيكم بالنساء خيرا. My advice to you is look after your woman, look after your woman, look after your woman. أنا بشر, I am a human being. You may not meet me next year in this place. فبكى أبو بكر الصديق. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq started to cry. He understood. And he says, أنتم شهداء. You are witnesses. هلا قد بلغت. Have I not relayed the message? He says, شهدنا يا رسول الله. نشهد أنك قد بلغت الرسالة. وديت الأمانة. ونصحت الأمة. فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. قالوا عيدوها. Says we witness, we testify that you relayed the message. You gave us that warning. And he says, repeat it. Repeat it again. And they repeated again. He says, اللهم فاشهد. اللهم فاشهد. فليبلغ عني الشاهد الغائب. Those who can see me, relay the message to those who cannot see me. And he goes back and he starts to get ill. And he goes to the place of Shuhada Uhud. And he's telling them as he's talking to them, السلام عليكم دار قوم مؤمنين أنتم السابقون ونحن بكم إن شاء الله لاحقون. He goes to أهل the Shahada, the martyrs in Uhud. He's talking to them. He says, السلام عليكم دار قوم مؤمنين. You precede us and إن شاء الله we will be catching up with you. And he goes to أهل البقيع, the people that we buried in بقيع, says the same thing. And he goes to Aisha radiallahu anha. She goes, wa ra'sah ya Rasulullah. My head is hurting, O Messenger of Allah. He says, wa ra'sah ana ya Aisha. Oh my head, O Aisha. Atu'aka anta ya Rasulullah. You get harmed? He says, u'aka marratayn. I get double. So Allah will give me more reward. And he asked her permission. It was that night of Umm Salama. He asked permission to go, asked the permissions of his wives to be staying in Aisha's place. واشتد المرض. And now the illness got even stronger. And he got the humma, the temperature was high. He says, give me water. He gave him seven bottles of water from different wells. He poured it on himself. He says, Enough. مُرُوا أَبَا بَكْرْ لِيُصَلِّي بِالنَّاسِ. Now something is happening. People are starting to realize something is happening. He says, command Abu Bakr radiallahu anh to lead the people in prayer. Aisha radiallahu anha was afraid that her father Abu Bakr would be a bad omen. When people see him leading the prayer, he is the reason that Prophet Muhammad is not praying with us. So they will take him as a negative. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr, her father, is rajulun, his voice, a man that with a soft voice. Umar ibn Khattab is a jahur, a very strong voice. He says, Muru Abu Bakr liyusalli bin nas, second time. Command Abu Bakr to lead the prayer. She repeats for the third time, Muru Abu Bakr liyusalli bin nas, command Abu Bakr to lead the prayer. She again for the third time, defies, he says, Inna kunna akhawatu Yusuf. You are the same woman like the woman of Yusuf alayhi salam. If your husband tells you something, and that's not a husband, that's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you hear him and you would try to deny the request. For the second time, okay, and you relayed the message. For the second time, third time, so he was angry. You are the sisters of the women of Yusuf alayhi salam. So she had no choice. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu now is leading the prayer. People are very afraid. They're scared. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam now is ill. Fatima radiallahu anha comes in. And she starts to cry. If you tell me why, you get one of those. Okay, you're way ahead of me. But why did she cry first? Her hand was up first. I'll give you a chance after. Ukhti? Okay, before that, you're right, inshallah, but why did she cry first as soon as she saw him? There's a trick to this. Muhammad, go ahead, man. Alayhi salam. Okay, you're all right, but there is a trick to this question. Go ahead, Ukhti. Allahu Akbar. I know my wife knows it, so I kept her like a last resort. She heard this like, you're good. What's your name, Ukhti? Atika? MashaAllah. Atika. You know who Atika is? Atika is the aunt of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when she saw the vision. That, oh, subhanAllah. This is, MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. It's befitting in the seerah. We have Atika. She's right. Because she cried because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not get up for her. That was the norm. The norm that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every time she sees Fatima radiallahu anha, he would get up, kiss her on her forehead, and give her his own place. At this time he couldn't. She knew this was serious. She cried. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Udnu alayhi, come." You couldn't see her crying. He says, "Ya Fatima, it is like what you see. And I was told that you will be plagued. You will be tested most of this ummah after me. So be patient. What do I say?" It says, "Ihtasibini inda Allah." Ihtasibini inda Allah is I seek the reward for my patience with Allah, with sincere, if I lose you. And don't let me down. وَلَا تُغْذِلْنِي. Don't let me down. وَلَا تُغْذِلِينِي. So she comes out, says, أَحْتَسِبُكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. She comes out of the house, he brings her back. He says, "I know that you're sad." At this time, Jibreel alayhi salam comes in. And he gives him a choice. She said, فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّهُ يُخَيَّرْ عَائِشَ. I knew now that he was given a choice. And Aisha radiallahu anha, he says, he was on my lap. بين سحري ونحري. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Fatima, "Oh Fatima, you will be the first one from my family to catch up to me." So she at least heard some good news. Before that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for Fajr prayer, felt some strength. He had some strength again. He got up and he opened the drapes and he looked at them. He came in the masjid and he says, "Ayyuhan nas." First, Prophet Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was leading the prayer and people made noises. So he knew it was yastaftihun. Yani they said, given a heads up. So Abu Bakr Siddiq wanted to go back to let Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lead the prayer. He pushed him forward. Uthbut ya Abu Bakr. Uthbut. Steadfast. And he sat next to him on the left, praying. Led on the left hand side, Abu Bakr Siddiq. And that's an honor. He says, "Ya Allah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuses to accept one from his people, from all the prophets and messengers, to lead him in prayer. حَتَّى يَأْخُذَ الرَّايَ بَعْدَهُ أَوْ يَحْمِلَ الرَّايَ بَعْدَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his infinite wisdom, that one of the prophets and messengers would be led by one of the followers. So they will carry the banner after him. And who was it? It was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda. When people gathered after this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عبد من عباد الله خير أن يخلد في الدنيا أو يرجع إلى ربه فاختار أن يعود إلى ربه. A servant of Allah was given a choice that will be eternally here in this life or will go back to his maker. He chosen to go back to his maker. This is the time where Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu again, he says, فَدَاكَ أَبِي وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I will sacrifice myself, my wealth, my mother, my father for you, O Messenger of Allah. So the people got upset with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He says, be quiet, Prophet Muhammad is talking. He says, لَا تُؤْذُوا أَبُو بَكْرِ الصِّدِّيقِ. Don't harm him. Wallahi, every one of you has done a favor for me, I was able to repay him back. Except Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. I will never be able to repay him back. لَا تُؤْذُونِي. Don't harm me by not harming Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And he commanded all the gates to be closed. Everyone had a gate from his home to come to the Masjid al-Nabawi. He says, everyone close your gate except one gate that will still be open. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the gate, the only one that was open. You will still see it if you go to Medina. It's the only one that has a very low entry. It will say this is the gate of Abu Bakr. So you'll understand now where it is and what the story behind it. And he goes back. And the illness gets stronger. Jibreel comes this time, says, Ya Rasulullah, ma'i malak al-maut. But before that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for them. Awakum Allah, nasarakum Allah. Ittaqu Allah, uhadhirukum Allah. He was talking to them. So may Allah guide you, may Allah protect you, may Allah grant you victory. Be conscious of Allah. Be warned of Allah. And he started making dua for them. And they started feeling a little bit worried even more. He goes back to Aisha radiallahu anha. Jibreel alayhi salam comes in. He says, Ya Rasulullah, atayt wa ma'i, ataytu wa ma'i malakul maut. I come and I have with me the angel of death. He was given the command of Allah to obey your command. If you tell him, I want to stay, you will be granted. If you tell him, it's time for me to go, he will take your soul away. And then he says, Jibreel alayhi salam tells Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اشتاق الله إليك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala missed you. And he says, I miss Allah. But then he cried. He says, I miss Ahbabi. I miss my beloved ones. He says, we're here. Where are your beloved ones? No, he says, you are my companions. Antum ashabi. But Ahbabi, my beloved ones, those who will believe in me without seeing me. So we ask Allah to be among his Ahbab. Ameen. And he said to Malak al-Maut, Aqbil. Come. And Malak al-Maut stood by his head and he said, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. And the soul of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم left his body. Before he said, إن للموت لسكرات. His death has its own anguish, difficulties. And after the ayah, his soul left his body. And he said, I felt his head and hand very heavy. So Aisha left the house screaming, "Inna masjid. Mata Rasulullah. Mata Rasulullah. Mata Rasulullah." Umar ibn Khattab took his sword out. Says, "If anyone says that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, I will kill him with this sword." Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu goes into the house. And he looks at him, confirms. He kissed him on the forehead. He says, "Tib tahayyan wa mayyita ya Rasulallah. Wa nabiyyah. Wa safiyyah. Wa khalilah." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned before he died, he says, "If I to go, do not come in within the first hour." One narration says, "Because Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula will pray on me and the angels. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi." This is one narration according to some of the scholars. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he died, they didn't know what to do with his body. Do we wash him? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them all a slumber. They all went to sleep. And they heard a voice, "La tujarridu thiyab," do not take the clothes off Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wash him in his clothes. And they did. Anas radiallahu anhu was met by Aisha radiallahu anha. Says, "Ahanat lakum. How dare you? Tahtu al-turab ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How dare you? Ahanat lakum anfusukum. How did you find in your heart? Tahtu al-turab. That you will take the dust and cover Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huwa allamana dhalik ya Umm al-Mu'mineen. He is the one that taught us this, Umm al-Mu'mineen." It was very difficult to take. And it was time to pray. Bilal radiallahu anhu was trying to make the adhan. And when he says, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah," he was able to do it. But when it came to "Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah," he couldn't do it. He was crying. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was the only one that held together, even though he's the softest heart. He loved them the most. People gathered around Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. He says, "Ijlis ya Umar." He didn't want to. Second time, he didn't want to. Third time, people gathered around Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And he said this very famous quote. He says, "Man kana ya'bud Muhammad, fa inna Muhammadan qad mat. Wa man kana ya'bud Allah, fa inna Allah hayyun la yamut." Any of you who used to worship Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed on. But if you worshipped Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, indeed Allah, eternal life, living, he will never die. And then he narrated the ayat that you heard it with the Qari Udayr, hafidhahullah. "Wama Muhammadun illa rasul, qad khalat min qablihi ar-rusul, afa in mata aw qutila inqalabtum ala a'qabikum, wa man yanqalib ala aqibayhi falan yadhurra Allah shay'an, wa sayajzi Allah ash-shakirin." Muhammad is a mere prophet and messenger. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلِ. Prophets and messengers that came before him, preceded him. He mentioned that to him. "Don't you know I'm a human being? I'm not مُخَلَّد. I will never be eternal. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ." Allah told him that in the Quran. You will die and they will die. Those who turn and walk away They will only turn away from themselves. Allah doesn't need you. Umar ibn Khattab, he's a hafiz of Quran. He's wallahi ka'anni asma'u hadhihi al-aya li-awwal marra. By Allah, as if I hear this ayah for the first time. Ajib. Then people start to ask, what do we do? How do we run the affairs after this? The Sahaba radwanullahi anhum knew that was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was worthy of the Khilafah. بايعوه على الخلافة. And they gave him the covenant, the pledge, and pledge of allegiance for him to take over. And maybe that would be the next series I'll take with you next year, inshallah, of the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula for us to be among the ahbab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and among those who walk in his footsteps and revive his sunnah. So we'll meet us on the Kawthar. Because when he came in the masjid, he says, I may not see you again. Our liqa, our rendezvous is ala al-hawd. And Kawthar, the basin. But some of you will be told that you're not of my ummah. Could you imagine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people are not your ummah. Who are they? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Judgment Day, ala al-hawd, from people of us, may Allah protect us all of that. He says, innaka la tadri ma ahdathu min ba'dik, baddalu wa ghayyaru. These are not your ummah. Even though they say la ilaha illa Rasulullah, but these are not your ummah. They changed and exchanged. Because of that, Hajjat al-Wada', Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ مَدِينًا. Today I have completed your way of life and fulfilled my favors upon you, and I accepted Islam. Submit your will to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is to be your way of life. So our goal is to walk in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can meet him in Jannah after a long, healthy, righteous life. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, as we were deprived the honor of meeting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this dunya, never to be deprived the honor to meet him in the hereafter. And the only thing I'm going to leave you with is an invitation. Not from this poor slave of Allah, but from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave us an invitation to be with him in Jannah. He actually said, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. My whole ummah is with me in Jannah, except those who refuse. He says, who refuses, O Messenger of Allah? He says, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. If you obey me, you will be with me in Jannah. If you disobey me, you have just refused to go to Jannah. May Allah grant us the invitation and accept the invitation, walk in his footsteps to be with him in Jannah after a long, healthy, righteous life. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'een. This was very difficult, wallahi, Shaykh, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and grant us the mahabba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so we can walk in his footsteps, be with him after a long, healthy, righteous life. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi wa salam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'een. With that, we finish the seerah by the blessing of Allah, and only by him that is good deeds and established and accomplished. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you to accept it from us, make it sincere. Anything from it that was good and right comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that was wrong and anything that was misconception, it was from this portion of Allah and shaitan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rasuluhu wa bura. They are innocent of that. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once more to gather us with Prophet Muhammad as he gathered in the dunya. Ameen wa akhdaw alhamdulillah wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, we can do a question answer, and I see this guy coming. Okay, anybody has a question before we complete it? Okay, so let's get some answers, inshallah, get some candy before we go. Then we can pray Isha, and then this good-looking doc will come up, inshallah. All right, sisters. How is it then that, you know, killing is haram in the masjid, yani? No, just kidding. Allah. Janazah for the it's a mosquito, I think. Okay, sisters, how was Sulh al-Hudaybiyah beneficial? How could that be a victory? Yes, my dear sister. Allahu Akbar. Good for you, my dear sister. Bismillah. It's in the area. It's in the vicinity. Brothers, what band of the treaty was broken? Not one single hand is it. Muhammad? The deer in the headlight, eh? Which one? The question was, what was the question? Which band of the treaty of the Hudaybiyah was broken? I know it's tough. Okay, sisters, do you have it? Okay, Ukhti, I know you have it, but go ahead, Ukhti. Which one? Yeah, go ahead. Right, the two tribes. Ah, close. Khuza'a and Banu Bakr, right? Very good. I'll give you another chance. Brothers? Was this thing on? Okay, just checking. Who was taken out of the banner and why? Who was taken out of holding the banner of the Muslim army coming into Quraysh and why? I know, tough questions, man. I know. Even I know there's tough questions. Okay, sisters. You have one? Oh, Muhammad, go ahead, my man. Eh? Allahu Akbar. Sa'd ibn Ubadah. MashaAllah. Do you know why? Okay, you did good, man. Why? Why was Sa'd ibn Ubadah? I'm not going to take these guys in. You did good, MashaAllah. Saved by the doc. Doctor, may Allah bless him, doctor. You know? Okay, Sheikh, go ahead. I'll come back to you. He's there, Zahna first. Yeah, go ahead. You want to take it? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Because he wanted to disgrace the Quraysh.
Correct. He says, today we... Oops. I think that the chocolate is there and the paper on one side. La hawla illa billah. So even the sisters have this power to unwrap the chocolate for the paper to go to the brother's side and the chocolate to come to the sister's side. I have no idea. I travel a lot. I've never seen this anywhere in the world except Brisbane. This is some serious voodoo, yani. Some black magic. Sheikh, if you reach under the, go back a little bit. Go a little further, a little further. Yes, oh. So brothers have too big for this thing to get it. You see how he's going? Crawling, my man. Okay, sisters. It's time for you to be tested now. Who sent a letter to Quraysh and how? Ooh, I know. It's a tough one. It's fair, yani. Prepare for it, brothers. You can steal. And stealing is haram. Remember that. Who sent a... Go ahead, Ukhti. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, you can't test these guys. Okay, how was the letter retrieved? That's an easy one, yani. Come on, man. Where did you put the letter and how was it retrieved? Okay, Sheikh, you go ahead. You had your hand up. In her thingy? He's pointing in there. No, nice try though. Habibi, go ahead. Yes, you. Her braids. Aren't you the Hafiz that was there last night? No? Okay. Her braids, you're right. What's your name, man? Aqib. Yeah, good for you, brother Aqib. Young man. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. All right. Now we go. Give me the advice the Prophet Muhammad said in Hijjat al-Wada. Allahu Akbar. My wife comes through, yes, salam. And she knows why. She's looking at, staring right at me. It's Tawsub and say, khaira, yani. Take care of your woman, yani. Look after your woman, yani. All right. How many times did Prophet Muhammad meet Hajj? Easy, eh? Woo! No, I heard you before. I haven't heard you yet, man. One, you're right. He raised his hand. One, muwahhid. Ashhadu anna Rasulullah. Good. All right. Now, oh, tough one. Who came crying to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ that Banu Bakr killed Khuza'a? And what did he say, Prophet ﷺ says? Nusirta, ya? He's my brother's name. Amr, ya salam. That was easy. She knows my brother's name. Oh, so come on, it's an inside one. Yeah, cheap, very cheap. Low, that's low, man. Okay, brothers. What did Prophet Muhammad ﷺ tell to Quraysh? What did he tell Quraysh when he saw them? Raise your hand, please, if you know it. Eh? What did Prophet ﷺ say when he saw Quraysh? What did he say? Go ahead, dude. Uzair. Allahu Akbar. Good for you, Uzair. Says, La tathrib alaykum al-yawm. I'm not going to hold you accountable. You're free. All right. I'm going to try to skip this one. You know, today when I was preparing for this, wallahi, I cried. It was very tough, Sheikh. Very tough to hear the story of Prophet Muhammad's death. Very difficult, yani. So I didn't want to just turn this into Bollywood, yani. I was trying to stay positive because, you know, because I heard there's food and you can't eat when you're angry and sad. So it was my own. All right. Let's call it a tie. How is that? Call it a tie. Three. Cool. What's the score, by the way? It's a tie? No, sisters are winning. I know that, but I'm just trying to pull a fast one. All right. Tie break question. Are you guys ready? All right. What was the story of embracing Islam of Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl? His hand was up first. I can't believe it. I really can't. They're giving you a hand. This is a standing ovation right here. They're doing the funky, the chicken and raising to the roof, doing the Macarena. I can't believe it either. One. I've lived to see the day the brothers win something, yani. Give them 2 points. They're way ahead. Like, you were 3 points ahead. That's why I give them 2 points. Okay, you're all winners. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. All right, you know, I think this is something that I'm going to ask for, inshallah. If I can ask you for one more time for myself and to stand up, please. Allah yazeekul khair. And I know, I love this stuff. You know what? Go ahead, guys, hug each other. Hug each other and give, you know what? I love you for the sake of Allah. I want to be with you in Jannah with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need to walk in his footsteps, revive his sunnah, and learn who he was, the best man that ever lived on this life, to be with him after a long, healthy, righteous life, asking Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula to make us love each other for his sake, and to be with his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he got us here today. I thank you so much, Brisbane. I love you for the sake of Allah. You are indeed one of my favorite communities ever. So with that, we say subhanak allahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. You're way too kind. Hey, way too kind. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Oh, don't make me cry.